This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Stay away, stay away from the major sins. Ignore the whispers of the shayatin. Oh Lord, have mercy on our soul. Oh Lord,
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brothers and sisters, welcome to a brand new episode of 26 Ways to Be a Good Muslim Parent. As we come to the end of this series, I mentioned that we want to chat to you a little bit about the advice of Luqman the wise to his son, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran. And in the last episode, we talked about the importance of teaching your children the prayer and the importance of teaching your children to be a force for good, to command good, to order good, to encourage good, and to forbid evil, to stop evil from happening among their friends, in their peers, in their school, and to be a force for good in their community. I want to talk to you about the same ayah today, but in a different, or from a different angle. And that is the statement of Luqman, as Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran, Ya bunayya aqimis salah, wa'mur bil ma'roof wanha 'anil munkar, wasbir 'ala ma asabak, inna dhalika min 'azmi al-umur. O my beloved son, establish the prayer, command good, forbid evil, and be patient over what befalls you. Indeed, this is from matters requiring determination. And what I want to talk to you about today is preparing your child for the future, setting your child's expectations. And I feel this is an essential part of parenting and something that is clearly a benefit that can be taken from this ayah. Luqman is preparing his son for the difficulties of the future, preparing his son for some of the challenges that his son will face, setting his son's expectation. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. So you know that your child is going to experience various difficulties, various trials at various times in their life. You have an idea, just like the idea of an exam. You know that your child is going to sit a certain exam at a certain time in their life, GCSEs, SATs, high school certificates, etc. You know that their child is going to sit certain exams at certain times. So prior to that exam, what do? Prior to that exam, you prepare them for it. And this is the key to what we're saying here, is that you suspect your child will experience various difficulties in their life, various troubles, various trials and tribulations. And what do? You prepare your child. While protecting them, you prepare them. Like a general prepares his army while they are safe in the barracks. He doesn't take them out on the field when people are shooting against them and then prepare them. While they are safe in the barracks, safe in their army base, at this time he prepares them. Then he takes them out when they are prepared. And so this is what we want to encourage the children towards, that preparing them for things as the time comes when we feel they're going to need it, before they're experiencing it, preparing them for the future, preparing them for some of the difficulties that are going to come. That doesn't mean that we have to lump all of those into one go. It's no point talking to children about the difficulties of work when they're 5 years old, or talking to them about the challenges of marriage at 6 years old. There's very little benefit in that. But there's certain challenges that they will experience. People not listening to them, people not being fair with them, perhaps. Then the challenge of going to school, the challenge of dealing with non-practicing relatives, the challenges of haram, you know, being encouraged to do the haram when they, you know, sort of a teenage years, the challenges of your desires, the challenges of then career choices and stuff like that. These are all challenges that will come at various phases, from very young to very old. But the key is that at each phase, you are educating your children as to that challenge, and you are helping your child to overcome that challenge before the challenge reaches your child, and setting their expectations. Because we find a lot of children, and Allah's help is sought, Allahul Musta'an. Their parents literally give them everything on a plate. And this is strange, because this is something we don't see from the non-Muslims as much as we see it from the Muslims. The non-Muslims, even the richest of them, many of them will say, I want my child to work, I want my child to realize the blessings of life, I want my child to understand that things don't come for free, to understand the value of money, etc. We see a lot of the Muslims disregarding this very Islamic principle and not preparing their children for real life. Everything is bought for them, everything is given to them. They become very spoiled. There's nothing wrong with occasionally spoiling your children to show your love, show your affection. And I think it's almost a globally accepted principle that there's nothing wrong with spoiling your children from time to time, or some of your more distant relatives spoiling your children from time to time. But when children are spoiled day after day after day, given everything that they need, not prepared for the future, not told about the difficulties that they will experience, then this leads to a child that doesn't contribute anything to society, and indeed ends up inequipped or ill-equipped to deal with the challenges of life. Compare this to the advice of Luqman. Wasbir ala ma asabak. Be patient. Because I've told you to pray. And praying is going to require patience. Good deeds require patience. One of the three types of patience is doing good deeds. And avoid sins. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. Oh my son, do not make a partner with Allah. And avoiding sins is going to require patience. There are going to be times where you want to be sinful, you want to disobey Allah. It's going to require patience, it's going to require effort, it's going to require determination not to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal at that time. And the qadr and the qada of Allah is going to require patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to decree for you difficulties, decree for you challenges, decree for you ups and downs. And one of the things you can do as a parent is to explain this to the child through the experiences the child has. So maybe you go through a little bit of a financially difficult period, the child doesn't get so many toys, so many things bought for them, and explain to them that this is part of the ups and downs. Allah Azza wa Jal gives you times of relative ease and times of relative difficulty, times when things are going well for you, quote unquote, things when times are a little bit tough. Educate your child, set their expectations that this is part of life. Otherwise, the first time something bad happens to them, the first setback they get, the first hurdle, they fall down. And that's not an appropriate situation for a Muslim to be in, that they fall down at the first hurdle, that they fail at the first setback. And your child will have setbacks in their life, school or other setbacks, things they wanted they didn't get. Teach them to be patient. Patient in the face of what Allah Azza wa Jal decrees for them, and teach them to love Allah, and that the decree of Allah is good, and the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is good for them, and they need to learn to accept it, and they need to learn to be content with it. And being content with the decree of Allah is one of the hardest things that a Muslim can do. We want them to learn to be content with the decree of Allah, to be patient, to patiently do good deeds, to patiently avoid doing sins. This is what every adult wants. But if we can teach this to our children early enough, so that they develop this as a habit, then inshallah we are really preparing them for the future. We're preparing them for what is going to come. And in the second part of this episode, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to talk very specifically about some of the trials and tribulations that we need to inform our children about. Some of the things that at some point in our child's lives we have to prepare them for. We can't afford to miss them out. And so we need to educate and prepare our children for that before the time comes when the child is exposed to some of the worst of the trials and tribulations. And inshallah we'll talk more about that in the second part of the episode. But to summarize this first part of the episode, we listen to the statement of Luqman that Allah Azza wa Jal related to us in the Quran, يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَىٰ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَىٰ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. O my beloved son, establish the prayer. Command that which is good and forbid that which is evil. And be patient over what befalls you. Indeed, this is from matters requiring determination. It's not an easy thing to do. It's a tough thing to do. Requires effort, requires determination, requires energy. Sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you pass and sometimes you don't. And inshallah, we'll talk more about this bi-idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala after the break. And until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Stay away from the major sins. Ignore the whispers of the shaitan.
Marriage is the cornerstone for a successful society. How can we maintain a successful marriage? Join us in this journey where we learn how to plan for it, execute it, maintain it, and end it according to Islam.
Grasp the unique philosophy of Islam to make marriages successful in marriage and divorce. Tonight at 11 p.m. and repeat telecast at 12:30 p.m. India on Peace TV. Marriage or divorce?
What's Islamic ruling?
Nikah.
Solution or problem? Heaven or hell?
There is a misconception.
You choose. Beauty, wealth, family status, virtue. Decide what you want. Decide your choice. Be sad or be happy. It's your choice. Join Dr. Zakir Naik in Better Half or Bitter Half next on Peace TV.
Stay away from the major sins. Ignore the whispers of the shaitan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back. We're talking about the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us from Luqman. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkar wasbir 'ala ma asabak inna dhalika min 'azmi al-umur. So we come to the statement of Luqman, inna dhalika min 'azmi al-umur. These are from the matters that require a lot of determination. So this is also about setting the expectation of the child. This is going to require determination. It's going to be tough. The exam's going to be hard. But insha'Allah ta'ala, you're going to pass. Insha'Allah ta'ala, you're going to get through it with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. It requires al-azm. He didn't say it's impossible. He didn't set him a level of impossibility. You're never going to be able to do it. You've got no hope. But he said, my son, this is going to require some serious effort. Al-azm, some real determination and some real effort. Because praying 5 times a day requires effort. And ordering good requires effort. Forbidding evil requires effort. Being patient over what Allah Azza wa Jal decrees for you requires effort. Being patient to do good deeds requires effort. And being patient to avoid sins requires effort. So we need to develop that culture of putting that effort in from those children and encouraging them to do so while they are protected under our protection, after the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we are shielding them a little bit, protecting them from the world a little bit. We're preparing them. And ya ikhwani, we are living in a time of fitan, a time of trials and tribulations. And some of these trials and tribulations, you fear will directly affect our children. In the hadith of Jibreel, when the Prophet ﷺ was asked about the signs of the hour, he said, "Antalida al-amatu rabbataha," that the slave woman will give birth to her master. And I think the strongest opinion here is this refers to uquq al-walidain, being evil towards our parents, treating our parents as though they are slaves. Wa antara al-hufa al-ura al-aala ri'a ash-sha yatatawaluna fil bunyan, that you see barefooted, naked and poor shepherds competing with one another in building tall buildings. My point in mentioning this is that you fear that these signs have already come. We are already living in an age of being bad to people's parents, treating one's parents as slaves. We are already living in an age where the naked and barefooted shepherds compete with one another in building tall buildings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ مِنْ شَرٍ قَدْ اِقْتَرَبْ فُتِحَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ رَدْمِ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مِثْلَ هَذِي. The Prophet ﷺ said, woe to the Arabs for an evil which is very close. Today there has opened from the barrier of Ya'juj and Ma'juj something like this. And he made a sign with his hands to indicate a hole that had opened in the barrier of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. The signs of the coming of the Dajjal will come at a time of much killing. And are we not living at a time of much killing? The Dajjal will come from a group of the Khawarij in a place between Syria and Iraq. Do we not find a group of the Khawarij between Syria and Iraq? The Dajjal will come at a time of something that will make him severely angry, or an anger that will rouse him. Do we not live at a time of anger? At a time when people have forgotten the meaning of La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah. How many of the minor signs of the Day of Judgment have already happened? How many of these signs can you definitively say have not yet happened? Barely even one. Then what do you think your children are going to live through? What sort of a world do you think your children are going to live through? Bearing in mind, there are going to be battles, there are going to be wars, there is going to be killing, al-harj, al-harj. They said, O Messenger of Allah, what is al-harj? He said, killing. There is going to be killing, there is going to be slaughter, there are going to be wars. The Dajjal will come. And the Dajjal is described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, it has been revealed to me that you will be tried in your graves with a trial that is equal to or near to the trial of the Masih al-Dajjal. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there has been no trial since the creation of Adam more severe than the trial of the Masih al-Dajjal, or as he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what are we preparing our children for with regard to these trials? Do we really think that the best thing for our children is for us to wrap them up in cotton wool and pretend that these trials and these difficulties are not going to happen? Rather, we need to explain to our children some of the trials and tribulations in a way that's appropriate to their age. At the beginning, it might just be teaching them the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. That if you read these ayat, you will be safe from the Masih al-Dajjal. And some of the scholars said the latter 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. Might just be teaching them this, without teaching them necessarily why. Just teaching them the dua to keep you away from the fitna, to keep you away from trials and tribulations. But as they get older, they need to know who the Dajjal is. The Dajjal is not the TV, and the Dajjal is not a system, and the Dajjal is not a corrupt world government. The Dajjal is a human being from Waladi Adam, from the sons of Adam, who will come and say, I am a prophet, when there is no prophet after our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he will come and say, I am your Lord, and you will not see your Lord until you die. And upon his forehead will be written, Kaf, Fa, Ra, or Kafir, disbeliever. And every believer will see it, whether they can read or whether they cannot read. We have to ask ourselves, when are we planning to talk to our children about the trials that they are very likely to live through? Perhaps your children will not see the Dajjal, and perhaps they will. But how many more of the trials of Islam, the trials of the Khawarij, the trials of killing, the trials of slaughter, the trials of the non-Muslims surrounding the Muslims, like a man inviting his guests to dinner, happily eating from the wealth of the Muslims and happily slaughtering them. Subhanallah. We have to prepare our children for what they are going to face. And yes, as I said, it has to be age appropriate. You can't tell a 3-year-old about some of the horrors that they might experience in their lifetime. But you can teach them the du'as to keep them safe. You can teach them the ayat that keep them safe. The Prophet ﷺ said to keep yourself safe from the Dajjal. He instructed us to simply read the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. We can teach this to our children. The du'a to keep us away from fitna, from trials and tribulations. Then we can begin to teach our children some of these trials and tribulations so that they recognize them. So they recognize these fitan. We go back to the hadith of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. كَانَ النَّاسُ يَسْأَلُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ مَخَافَةَ أَنْ يُدْرِكَنِي. The people used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about good. And I used to ask him about evil out of a fear that it would touch me. So we have to teach our children and prepare them for what they may experience during their life. For if we don't prepare them, perhaps they would become unaware. And the trial of the Dajjal is very severe. And the trials of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and the trial of the killing that will come at the time of the Day of Judgment, and the trial of the non-Muslims surrounding the Muslims and attacking them like a host would invite his guests to dinner. All of these things are trials and tribulations, and we have to try to educate our children in a way that's suitable to their age, so that when they become adult, they are aware of these trials, and they know how to avoid, and they know the minor trials that are going to lead to the major trials. So maybe the minor trial is the trial of women. The first thing that Bani Israel were tried with was the trial of women. So they're aware of the minor trials. They're aware of the major trials. So that they, if they are, for example, we talk about the trial of women, if they are boys, they don't fall into this trial. If they are girls, they don't become this trial. And that is age appropriate. You can't teach that to a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old or a 9-year-old. But you teach it to a person according to the age they need. And so when they reach adulthood, they are aware of the trials and tribulations. They're aware of what might happen. They're aware of the fitan that could approach the Muslims and have approached the Muslims. They're aware of what's going on in the world today to Islam and to the Muslims. And they're aware of the reason why that is going on. And it's not the strength of our enemies. It's not anything to do with the strength of our enemies. إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. The plot of the shaitan is forever weak. But it is our own weakness, our own sins. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Corruption has appeared on land and at sea by what the hands of men have earned. And Allah Azza wa Jal said regarding the battle of Uhud, when the companion said, أَنَّ هَذَا. How could this be that we lost? قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Say this from your own selves. So we need to make our children also recognize the reason why. It's not a lack of an Islamic political system. It's not a problem of the strength of the enemies of Islam. It is purely a problem of our sins and our distance from Allah Azza wa Jal and our lack of success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our sins and because of our distance from Allah. That is why the Muslims are suffering. And at the same time, and to conclude, we also need to give them hope. Hope that they can survive these trials and tribulations. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will not cease to be a group from my ummah, عَلَى الْحَقِّ ظَاهِرِينَ, upon the truth in all of its manifest glory, clearly in every single way, upon the truth. They will not be harmed by those who oppose them until the command of Allah comes and they are still in that state. they will not be harmed by the trials and tribulations that will happen to them, and they will remain upon a good way until the command of Allah Azza wa Jal comes. But if we can't teach our children to be from those people, then this is a problem. So we have to prepare our children for the hardships, prepare them while they are being protected, while they are being nurtured, prepare them for some difficulties that will happen, age-appropriate information to the point where they reach the adulthood and they know the difficulties they're going to face and they're ready to face them, and they know that with the help of Allah they can get through them, and there will be a group who will get through them, and they are dedicated and committed to being from that group, and they recognize the minor trials and how those trials can lead to major trials. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us all safe from all of these trials. And this is all we have time for in this episode. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Stay away from the major sins. Ignore the whispers of the shayateen.